This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
The BFM Breakfast Grill, connecting you to the top people and ideas, powered by U Mobile.
Good morning, I'm Keith Kam, and this is The Breakfast Grill. If you've grown up watching Cantonese drama serials like Man in the Net and The Bun, as well as the Jade Solid Gold music show, the name TVB is no stranger to you. They also launched the careers of household names like Zhou Yun-fat, Jackie Cheung and Sammy Cheng. TVB started 55 years ago in Hong Kong with broadcasts in English and Cantonese. This morning, I'm talking to Desmond Chan, the general manager of TVB International, and we'll find out how TVB has weathered the changes, political and otherwise. Welcome, Desmond, to the show. Well, TVB is synonymous with the golden age of Hong Kong entertainment. It pretty much monopolized Hong Kong Cantonese entertainment, especially in the early 80s until the 90s, maybe even early 2000s. It certainly isn't what it is today. What has changed over these three decades?
I think we change according to the changes of the taste of our viewers. So our mission is to produce contents catering for the needs and aspirations of our viewers. So with the change of their preferences, we change our program direction. And of course, with the advance of technology, we use more advanced technology to produce our contents. So we have better picture quality, like the HD quality. And we provide our viewers with better services, like our OTT service, which enables our viewers to watch our contents anytime, anywhere they want, with more functions like the catch-up and the payback function. Things like this.
I do remember the days when stars like Leon Lai, Aaron Kwok, Jackie Cheung and Andy Lau were the four heavenly kings, the Sei Dai Tin Wong. TVB basically discovered them. No one can match them today. Why is that?
Well, I bet to differ. I think we still have glamorous stars from our new generations. For example, like Gigi Yim, Yim Mei Hei and Shantel Yeo. They were the stars that we groomed from our Stars Academies, which was first launched in Hong Kong last year. Mm-hmm. And within a very short period of time, we make these girls very famous, both in Hong Kong and in mainland China, as well as in other territories. So I would still say that, well, we still have up-and-coming stars from Hong Kong, apart from, of course, Sei Dai Tin Wong are really famous, but it doesn't mean that's where we stop there. We are still booming new generation of artists. And we are doing this not only in Hong Kong. Actually, we are also doing this in mainland China as well as in Malaysia.
Your Cantonese serials also, if I remember, I definitely remember, they were cult classics. Today, there have been criticisms that the writing just wasn't what it used to be. I mean, like a lot of people speak with a lot of nostalgia when it came to series like, you know, as I mentioned, Xiong Hoi Tan and all these. They're not what it seems to be in terms of storyline and writing. Would you care to explain?
Well, as I said, our contest needs to change and adapt according to the changes of preference of our viewers. When the viewers are more well-educated nowadays, their demands could be different from 20 years or 30 years ago. Mm-hmm. So that's why we change the style of our writing, the storyline, and the way that we shoot our programs according to the changes of the preference of our viewers.
What specifically is TVB doing to rejuvenate itself? I mean, you talked about having to change a lot of things to cater to today's viewers. What specifically are you changing?
Since last year, we have undergone a series of reforms, both in terms of our contents and our business. For example, you will know that people will know that we have engaged Mr. Eric Zeng, Chen Jiwei, and Mr. Wang Zhoulan to strengthen our production force. And of course, we also recruit a lot of renowned TV professionals and professionals from the movie industry to join our production forces. So that's why viewers should perceive that over the past years, we have produced a much wider variety of programs with better quality. And apart from that, we also strengthen our music business and our e-commerce business, which provide new sources of revenues for us, which we could reapply to our production side. Specifically, we also have new endeavors in other territories, like in Malaysia. We expand our business in Malaysia by opening a local office there and by grooming our own local artists in Malaysia. And in the long run, we are going to produce more local contents in Malaysia. So all these are our new endeavors, which we try to improve our business and financial performance.
Before I get into your business in Malaysia, I was just curious, when did this rejuvenation start?
Well, the most drastic one was starting last year. But actually, we rejuvenate ourselves from time to time, actually. But maybe not in such a scale like last year.
When do you expect to see, you know, really concrete results out of this rejuvenation exercise?
On the content performance side, the result has already been seen. The ratings of our programs are many times higher than the contents of our other TV stations in Hong Kong. So for that part, it has been seen. And for the financial performance, we believe the result will be seen very soon.
There's a lot of talk about a declining talent pool because I'm reading magazine stories which claim that a lot of your stars are actually moving to mainland China because it's a lot more lucrative there. Is there some truth to that?
It is not entirely true. I would say that well, many of these magazines, probably because they would like to sell more, they make this talk a bit of the story. It is true that some of our artists under our brand have been deployed to film one or two dramas in mainland China each year. That is under our plan because, well, usually for our artists, we would love them to spend like 75% of our time in Hong Kong producing the TV dramas, and we will allow them 25% of our time to do a production in mainland China so as to expand their market beyond Hong Kong. So that is our plan, and we allow our artists to do that. Actually, we arrange our artists to do that. And about the shrinkage of the talent pool in Hong Kong, it is true that probably because of the reform of the education system in Hong Kong, many young people prefer working like in the financial sector, in the banking sector, in the business sector, rather than in the entertainment sector. And in order to address this problem, we are enlarging our talent pool. We don't just TV talents from Hong Kong. We actually have recruited talents from mainland China and from Malaysia, and probably in from other territory as well in future.
Do you see TVB pivoting towards more Mandarin content than Cantonese, seeing as, well, I mean, there is the Beijing influence, which we cannot really ignore?
Well, because Hong Kong is a Cantonese community, the majority of the people in Hong Kong speak Cantonese. And under our TV license issued by the Hong Kong government, we are obliged to produce and to broadcast our contents mainly in Cantonese. So Cantonese will remain a significant market that we have to take care of. Having said that, we also see that, well, there is an increasing demand for Mandarin programs. And that's why in mainland China, we also have our own production team in mainland China producing contents in Mandarin. And we are also going to do that off-speed in Malaysia, because many of our Malaysian tenants could speak fluent Cantonese, as well as Bahasa. So we don't rule out the possibility of producing our contents in Bahasa eventually.
Earlier, you talked about TVB's involvement in Malaysia. Could you elaborate more on this?
Well, this year is the 55th anniversary of TVB. So we would love to do something memorable for this year. And for our international business side, we have decided to expand our business in Malaysia. And our target is to achieve BCs, namely to connect, to customize, and cost platform. So in order to strengthen our connection with the local people in Malaysia, we open a local office and we recruit the local tenants from Malaysia. We are also going to engage local production team to produce local contents. Increasing the relevances of our contents for the Malaysians, we hoped we could connect more and more deeply with the people in Malaysia. Another endeavor that we are trying to do is, well, in the past, we have focused on mainly the Chinese community in Malaysia. We would like to extend our service market from Chinese-speaking community to also the Bahasa-speaking community. And that's the first C. The second C is to customize. Because now we have our own local production capabilities in Malaysia, we would be able to customize contents for our business partners, including our TV partners, our advertisers, sponsors, and many other more. So whatever contents they need, we could produce for them. And the third one is the cost platforms. In the past, we worked with a number of TV stations and a number of telcos. But nowadays, because of the change of technologies and the way we do our business, we do see there is a need to extend our collaborations with not only the TV station, but also the telcos. So we have approached some partners like the Pinch Media, the radio stations, the e-wallet companies, et cetera, to see in what way we could collaborate with one another to expand our business in Malaysia.
Who specifically are you talking with in Malaysia other than the TV stations? You talked about the print media and telcos.
We have talked to a number of newspapers and financial magazines, and we have also talked to some radio stations to see if we could collaborate with one another in terms of, for example, content exchange or productions of new contents suitable for their readers or their radio audience and our audience.
What's your collaboration with Astro like? You've been with them since 2016. What is it like today?
Astro is our very well-established business partner, and we treasure the relationship. We will continue to work with Astro, but we see that Malaysia is really a big market, and there are other potential partners that we may work with without cannibalizing our relationship with Astro.
Your collaboration with Astro is via TVB Jade Southeast Asia. It's available via video on demand today. I kind of feel like this could be like a scaling down of your collaboration. Is that accurate to say?
That may not be really correct to say that. Astro is mainly a pay TV platform. And we do see that there's still a very significant portion of viewers who prefer to watch our contents on a linear basis. So the Astro platform is very valuable to them. But we also see that there are increasing number of people, especially the young generation, preferring to watch our contents on the OTT service. And so that's why several years ago, we launched our TVB Anywhere service, which is a full-fledged OTT service providing our current and archive programs, which are made available for viewers to watch anytime, anywhere they want. So I think these two services will coexist harmoniously for a considerable period of time, catering for the needs of different viewers.
TVB has accepted 16 Malaysians into your annual acting class. The alumni include people like Zhao Yun-Fat, Leong Chiu-Wai, and Zhao Xing-Qi. So these 16 come out of 62, which is like about a quarter, with the rest coming from the mainland and Hong Kong. What do you see in the talent pool in Malaysia?
I've seen their performances, and they are really good. They could perform very professionally. And people in Malaysia will know that I'm not lying to them. When they watch the Star Academy show on our TVB Jade channel, they will agree that, well, actually the young talents in Malaysia are really professional, and what they are lacking is just a chance. And we are here. TVB is here to provide the chance for them. We'll provide them with grooming and professional training. Actually, they are receiving professional training from Hong Kong now. We also find them opportunities to show their talents on stage and on TV. So I'm quite confident that at least we could make one or more Zhao Yun-Fat for Malaysia.
We're talking to Desmond Chan, TVB International's General Manager, on The Breakfast Grill this morning. In a little while, let's dive into the complexities of navigating sensitivities. This is BFM 89.9.
You are listening to the BFM Breakfast Grill, brought to you by U Mobile.
Welcome back. This is The Breakfast Grill on BFM 89.9. I'm Keith Kam, and my guest this morning is Desmond Chan, TVB International's General Manager. Now, I want to talk about TVB as a public listed company. Most recently, TVB recorded a loss of up to about 647 million Hong Kong dollars for its 2021 financial year. That's like more than double from the year before. And this is due to the increasing losses from your e-commerce and the broadcast business in Hong Kong, in addition to the reduced income from your OTT business. Talk to me about how the COVID pandemic impacted TVB's bottom line, because this obviously covers that period.
Okay, we must admit that the COVID-19 has quite a significant impact on our financial performance, because, well, you know, Hong Kong has virtually closed its border. And historically, the economy of Hong Kong depends very much on the tourism side, especially the tourists from mainland China and from other territories. Now the border has been closed, so the retail business has been affected very badly. And once the retail business has been affected, the first budget item they will cut is the advertising and promotion budget. And that has a significant impact on our financial performance. So we do hope that the borders in Hong Kong could be open very soon, if not entirely, then at least partially, for example, for the overseas visitors to come to Hong Kong for business or for visiting.
I also understand there was no COVID-related wage subsidies from the Hong Kong government. How did you guys weather this?
We have to count on ourselves, actually. We have to count on ourselves. So we need to be very cautious with our spending, and we try to cut budget on the items which do not affect our contents or on our core business.
But you continued investments into content production and talent during this period as well. Is that paying off at some point?
And well, because content is the bread and butter of our business.
Right.
So even if we need to save our expenditure, we can't save the expenditure on the content production side.
And your international contributions are also appearing to be slowing, mainly due to lower fees from traditional pay TV operators in Malaysia and Singapore specifically. How is this being addressed?
Well, that's why we need to expand our business in these core territories like Malaysia and Singapore, because traditionally our major source of revenue, the major component, is the licensing. And undeniably, the licensing revenue has been kept dropping year on year. Mm-hmm. So we need to explore new sources of revenue. And that's why we expand our business in Malaysia and groom our tenants there, hoping that we could generate new sources of revenues with the use of our young tenants, and with the new business endeavors made by our local team in Malaysia.
Can I know, just for context, what is TVB's main source of revenue? You mentioned just now there was a huge drop in advertising expenditure. I think this is similar throughout the world. What is your main source of revenue today?
Well, today our main source of revenue is still the advertising revenue.
Right.
But from the group perspective, it is still the advertising revenue in Hong Kong, which is the most significant part of our revenue sources. But apart from that, we tried to expand our sources of revenue. That's why we have strengthened our music business and our e-commerce business. For e-commerce business, although it is still in the investment stage, their performance is really encouraging. We have seen a sharp increase of our GMV, and more and more people are now using the products from our e-commerce platforms.
With the COVID situation in Hong Kong today, are you seeing a return in advertising revenue? Is it encouraging?
Yes, we are seeing the trend of people coming back, of our advertising coming back to our platforms over the past 6 months.
TVB has also gone into the e-commerce segment, like you said. You acquired Zstore and Nearby.com nearly a year ago. How is that working out?
It's working well. It's working well. The GMV has been increasing, and the customers are more and more accustomed to the brands, to these two brands, Zstore and Jima in Cantonese. So we do see the synergies of TV station working with a e-commerce platform. The e-commerce platform could use the airtime of TVB to promote their services and their products, which in turn increase their business. And for us, for the TV station, well, in the past, well, you know, there are quite a lot of restrictions on the indirect advertisers in Hong Kong. So we have been very careful in the using the names of the products in our programs. But now with these collaborations with Zstore and Jumai, we could have more products to be used in our programs without infringing these indirect advertising restrictions.
As part of your reforms, where is streaming in your business?
Streaming is an important part to our business. So that's why in Hong Kong, since many years ago, we launched our own OTT service, which is called My TV Super. Mm-hmm. And at the same time, we launched a substantially similar OTT service in overseas under the title of TVB Anywhere, because we do see some people are gradually changing their viewing habits.
Yeah.
From linear channels to OTT service. So instead of allowing the pirates to do the service at our expense, we need to provide the service, the OTT service, for our viewers. So that's why since a couple of years ago, if I'm not mistaken, since year 2016, we have started providing our viewers with this OTT, authentic OTT service.
Are you a bit late to the game? I mean, we've had Netflix much longer than that, for example.
I would not say so. I'm not saying so because, well, I think Netflix starts from like an online video rental shop, unlike us. We start as a full-fledged, vertically integrated TV broadcasters. So we actually produce contents, and we also distribute the contents on our own network. And as I said, content is the key. So our major focus will be on the content production side. So streaming is just part of the many distribution platforms, or one of the many distribution methods. So regardless of how the distribution methods evolve from time to time, according to the advance of technology, the most important part is still the content. So that's why for all the past years and in the many years to come, we will still focus on content production first.
Desmond, I cannot let you go without addressing the China influence in TVB's editorial direction. I know that under Hong Kong's broadcasting ordinance, TVB and other TV stations can only be controlled by local residents. First of all, how much does Beijing influence the decisions made on what can and cannot be aired?
None at all. I could say very firmly that there's no Beijing influence on TVB editorial. So all what you suggest is just a rumor.
Right. Hong Kong has always been LGBTQ friendly, and going by Beijing's response towards movies like the latest Thor and Lightyear, is TVB getting some warning signs? Because I know you guys launched a gay dating show called Zai Zai Ya Tong, Boys Gation, last November. Where do you think this will lead? Would that ruffle feathers, you think?
Hong Kong is LGBT friendly to most of the people living here, mm-hmm. but there are still some organizations which are very against homosexuality or similar sexual orientation. And to answer your question, Zai Zai Ya Tong, we have scheduled this program on our J2 channel, and it will be broadcast very soon. We don't have any pressure from the Beijing authorities saying that you can't do this or you can't do that, none at all. The pressure that we face is actually coming from certain organizations in the community which are against homosexuality.
Do you get that pushback from, say, Malaysia? Because we have a major Cantonese-speaking market here. Is there some pushback here on what you can screen as well?
Actually, for Malaysia, our position is that we will produce contents which the Malaysian viewers want. So we need to do a survey asking the Malaysian people, what do you want us to produce for you? And we haven't stopped that exercise yet. So, if people say that, well, we prefer some light-hearted homosexuality program, mm-hmm. like the BL program, then we may produce the program to them, as long as it is made in accordance with the regulations applicable to the program.
You guys have a TVB news channel as well. I like the production value in it, but I was just wondering, how much of freedom do you have in your editorial direction? Because this is news. Do you see any signs of this that is slowly eroding? I mean, just for context, though. Desmond, just for context, what was your reporting like for, say, the June 4th Tiananmen Square protests?
We have full editorial freedom for our news production.
Right.
In Hong Kong. Okay. So our news department is run by the news professional. For management like us, we are not trained as a journalist. We don't step in or interfere with their daily operations. So their daily operation is managed by an AGM mm-hmm. Who has been working in the journalist industry for, I think, 5 decades, long time, very long time. So there's no interference from the management of TVB or even from the Beijing authority or from the Hong Kong government, none at all.
And do you expect this to continue? For how long?
Yeah. It's going to be continue for a very long period of time. Forever, I would say.
Desmond Chan, thank you very much for sharing. It's been a very enlightening conversation with you. I've been speaking with Desmond Chan, TVB International's General Manager. This has been The Breakfast Grill. I'm Keith Kam for BFM 89.9.
The Breakfast Grill is brought to you by U-Mobile, where unlimited potential begins.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.